Just worship the name of the Lord in this song. And so blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to as we prepare for the word. We give you glory.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Come heal our land, O Lord. Come heal our land. In these times that our nations need you more and more, our prayer is that come heal our land, that let our land let not be overtaken with wickedness.
Amen.
Let the wicked not prosper in our land.
Amen.
Let righteousness be exalted.
Amen.
In our dwellings, O Lord.
Amen.
Except you save the situation, the righteous have nothing else to do. So our cry unto you is hear our prayer and heal our land.
Amen.
For just about 30 seconds, begin to pray for the nation in which you are, that the Lord will exalt righteousness in the land. Exalt righteousness in the land. In the name of Jesus, at this juncture, Lord, much more than ever before, we need you. 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 We need you, Lord. We cry out to you, O Lord. We cry out to you, O Lord. This midday, we cry out to you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and have mercy upon our land. And let righteousness be exalted in the land, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
We thank God for another opportunity to fellowship together in His presence, midday of God's blessed Monday given unto us, both as a ministry and as individuals. We lift up thanksgiving unto the Lord for his goodness. For his goodness. Scripture says that for it's by the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. Please say after me, it is by the mercies of the Lord that I am not consumed.
It is by the mercies of the Lord that I am not consumed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That should let us know that every single day that we see the sun rise, we must lift up thanksgiving and praise unto the name of the maker of heaven and earth. His name is Jehovah, our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every single day we must be grateful for it is he who has made it possible for us to be alive. Intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. Today will be the fourth session, intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. The times we are in, we ought to be intentional about our spiritual growth. The times we are in, it does not happen by chance. It cannot happen by chance. We ought to be intentional about our spiritual growth, we need to put in the factors, or we need to be conscious of the actions that we take to make this happen. We've been looking at the book of Psalm 1, and we've been gaining some wisdom from Psalm 1, 1 to 3, where we've looked at not keeping company with unbelievers, not dwelling in satanic strongholds to avoid getting compromised. And like the first point I mentioned, not keeping company with unbelievers so that our decisions and our mindset is not influenced, and also avoiding scorners so that we don't pick up their attitudes. I'll urge you to go through all the various sessions of intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. Today we're looking at be agreed with God. Be agreed with God. Please help to me, be agreed with God.
Be agreed with God.
To agree means to have the same opinion about something. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, I concur. That means they have the same opinion. To agree means to have the same opinion. Also, it means to say that one would do something which has been suggested by another person. So someone says that, okay, I'm going to church in the morning. The other person says, I agree, meaning establishing that person also do the same. So agreeing on the same action and also having the same opinion. Having the same opinion. Someone may have to have the same opinion. Someone may have the same opinion, but may not put in the same action. So to be agreed with also means to be consistent with. No difference. Sameness. And then to agree also means to be the or appropriate for someone. And we'll look at examples, but particularly the first three examples are what we're going to apply. Now, we read Amos 3:3, which says that two cannot walk together except they be agreed. And remember, we are looking at intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. And this word from Amos 3:3 is letting us know that we ought to be agreed with God. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. There is no way, and as we know, in this season, we are still on walk with God. There is no way we can walk with God until we are agreed with Him, until we can have the same opinion, meaning keeping his mind, having the same mind, like scripture says that, but ye have the mind of Christ. We ought to have the same opinion or agree to the same opinion or agree, if it is his principles, to the same principles. We ought to agree with God to be able to walk with him. And the times we are in, there are so many ways that this agreement is attacked, whether through challenges, economic challenges, whether through temptations, tests, but there are so many ways which this agreement will be challenged. It's like keeping a relationship, for instance, being married. The two cannot be married except they be agreed on essential matters. One says that our kids should go to international school, even though the means is not there. The other says that no, they must go to a local school. One says international, one says local. And the two choose never to agree on that. What will happen? Divorce. One says that as for me, I like upper pransai. The other says that no, this Sunday I am taking omutu. And then the two choose not to agree before we realize they get to in-laws. We have a situation. This one says he wants to eat this. The other says he wants to eat that. So, oh, but this is a trivial matter. You can eat this today and then tomorrow. You say, no, eat that, you choose mine, or we won't be agreed. In-laws talk, no. They go to bishop. Bishop too talks. He say, no, we won't agree. At the end of the day, they'll be at the divorce court. What is the issue? One wants upper pransa, the other wants omutu. Because of that, we are ending the marriage here. You need to be able to agree. Sometimes it is said that you agree to disagree. You must agree with anyone you ought to work with or you want to work with. Any relationship standing the test of time has been because there was agreement. Because there were sacrifices in there for someone who would choose that this one may not have it my way, but I still, for the sake of agreement, I will still put aside what I would have preferred, and for the sake of our agreement, I will choose, or I will also select your opinion, or I will choose what you want us to do to establish consistency. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are in school, sometimes you see that one class, there are about four sessions, either session A, B, C, or D, or sometimes they use colors. The same stage, maybe it is primary six, or depending on which school you attend, may call it stage six. You see that there may be color red, color blue, color green. When you are in the class, you don't go about saying, if you're in color red, you don't go about saying that's for me. Though the school has color red, blue, and green, me, I'm color violet. No, you still conform to what has been given to that class. Hello.
Hi.
But in our day, sometimes believers choose that, no, though God has ordained this for us, as for me, I think that I rather prefer this one, and then we tend to move away from his way, and now we start going for human ideas, human ideologies, human opinions, human government, human principles, everything which pleases us and that which does not please the Lord. May the Lord help us that we do not go that way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, the word of the Lord says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. The ways of God are the ways of life. Say after me, the ways of God,
the ways of God
are the ways of life.
Are the ways of life.
Therefore, I choose life.
Therefore, I choose life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says in John chapter 15 verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Scripture says that the desire of the righteous shall be granted, but the key is here, that if ye abide in him, if we abide in the Lord, that is when we stay within God's will concerning our lives, when we stay within his boundaries and his word abides in us, meaning that we live by his opinion, We live by his principles. We live by that which he has a purpose for us. That is when we shall ask what we will, and it shall be granted unto us. This month, God will surprise you with goodies because you are living according to his will and not your will, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will continue this again in our next session. But today, so far with what we've learned, I want you to pray two prayers with your eyes closed. Three prayers. The first one, thanking God for revealing his will to us through his word. Number two, asking God for mercy that wherever we've walked according to our will and not his will, he should have mercy upon us. And then the third one, you are praying that he should enforce his will throughout your life in the name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. And begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord, for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Wherever, Lord, we choose other opinions against your opinion, we ask for divine mercy. We pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, even as we're thanking you, Lord, for the revelation of your will, you grant us grace, and Lord, you enforce your will throughout our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Every aspect of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. For you have said it is not by might, it's not by power. Lord, we know we cannot do it without strength. We pray, Lord, that you establish your will in our lives in Jesus' name. Because you have said in your word that is when, Lord, we shall ask what we will and it shall be done unto us. Today we pray, Lord, grant us the grace to agree with you, to be agreed with you on all levels, to be agreed with you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, for that is the way of life. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Life starts with Christ Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, it's a serious risk, because without Christ you have no eternal life. He that believes in the Son of God, he is the one who has eternal life. Therefore, today, I entreat you to receive Christ in your life. Just say this short prayer after me. The Lord Jesus, I give you thanks for extending your mercy to me. Today, I admit that I'm a sinner. Without you, I cannot save myself. Have mercy upon me. Be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Grant me your Holy Spirit that by the leading of your Spirit, I live a life that is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why am I suffering? My energy is gone. If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.